Thanks for stopping by. You are listening to Kara Talks, a motivational and educational audio series from a carer of many years caring for someone with mental illness. Now, you are listening, I think, to number 7. I'm losing track of the numbers in the series. And as usual, I split the talk into two sections, one being more educational and the other more motivational, where perhaps I will warn before I start the section 2 of this audio. But just to note, the second part of this audio is aimed at unpaid carers, especially mental health carers like myself. So, you know, I see if you're playing this file, then you know the title is Being Patient as a Carer. Oh, and I forgot that these audios are perhaps you know, a small light in the dark periods of caring for someone. So if you are a carer, I really hope listening to what I say can bring some hope in your carer's journey. So where was I, being patient as a carer. Not being a patient using the health system, but more like hanging in there. Not the most easiest thing to do. I think especially when dealing with the ups and downs of caring for someone, especially when things are on a downhill slope. The best thing I think a carer would do is avoid sitting back and letting things deteriorate for too long. Still, being patient in regards to who you care for is not always down to if they are hitting, you know, a crisis point, for example, if their health gets worse or their mental health deteriorates. I think being a patient carer can be attributed to so many other things, like as mentioned before, hanging in there and hoping for the recovery of your loved one. Plus, it could be being patient for your own health or the carer's own health and welfare, and standing firm against the pitfalls many unpaid carers face day after day. Now, one thing I find tragic among carers is when they decide to pack it in and walk away from caring from the person they love. But if that was not hard enough a decision to make, what could have caused someone or a carer to walk away from that role? Now, there are a number of causes and a number of reasons, and usually it's down to being failed and not getting any support, where a carer could feel, you know, unvalued and underappreciated. You know, such reasons are a very painful conclusion for a carer to reach. Now, I've heard other carers walk away because the person they were trying to care for was very unstable and required a lot of support. Not that, you know, the ones that I heard for did fully walk away, but more, I'd say, kept their distance and only got involved when the cared for was in an absolute bad way because their emotional attachment compelled them. Now, I hear stories of carers being let down that I wonder to myself, what is all behind this? Why are the services failing both the carer and the cared for? And, you know, I may hint to carers to hang in there because the very health of the cared for is on the line. Another reason for a carer to be patient is dealing with complaints, which can take forever to come to some sort of agreement. Now, look, listen to this. Look, no one likes to be complained about, and they would rather get compliments. If you do the job well, if you've gone out your way, you know, why not? And, you know, especially if, I would say, if they tried really hard anyway. But thankfully, myself, I've only, let's say, complained a few times in my role as a carer, which is, I suppose, quite amazing. But it was not more down to, let's say, the reason I'm complaining is more down to, like, not getting any engagement from the mental health services at all. I think a carer should complain about. But going back to being patient, Kira's not stupid. Look, they know resources are tight in the health services and in the social services and in the community. Carers will try again and again to raise these issues. And that's say families and carers. Because not everyone wants to be associated or labeled as a carer. And I'll come to that in another audio, probably one called Identity. And to be honest, look, there is no magic wand. Because these problems did not occur overnight. And I'm referring to the situation with the UK's health services and social services. You know, it took a long time for things to get this way. And you could say that for other health services, you know, across the world. So basically, because it took so long to get in this situation, and it's not like they're going to disappear overnight. And this is a hard fact many carers have to face up and down the country. So why is patience a virtue? Why is being patient so important to unpaid carers? Why have I felt to put this topic in my audio file? You know, why am I discussing it? Well, as a carer, I know deep down some people are trying really hard to make a difference. And I am talking about nurses and doctors in the health system. Not all, but some. The idea of well-being, psychology and healthcare is it must be a journey. There must be, let's say, someone accompanying you in that journey as a carer, not just being on the sidelines, being part of that journey and then disappearing. There must be some form of connection on that journey, a relationship, as you will, where we share with the health professional and who we care for. The whole point of that, of understanding that journey, even though it's a difficult one to take. Now, if carers keep putting on their angry hat, then yes, the relationship deteriorates between the professional and perhaps also the cared for and the carer. The health professional just would rather not be bothered dealing with carers, stressed out and angry as they can be, looking for an axe to grind. Patience, of course, is not a magic wand. And there are times I will argue against being patient. But it is a tool carers must recognize and use due to the current climate of the National Health Service. A system burdened with a lack of funds, a lack of resources, lack of staff, and I dare say it, a lack of care. But I know someone, somewhere in those hospitals, out in the community, is trying real hard. We just have to give them time. Or they will not give us carers time. If you're an unpaid carer listening to the following audio to connect with me in another method on valuing the importance of being patient, please listen to the next session of this audio starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you for hanging in there and getting this far. I know for some of the stuff I talk about can be a lot of bollocks to some people. But I can only say what I see and what I have experienced. I'm sure if you are a carer, you have experienced the same perhaps. So many have asked a lot of me, as they have asked perhaps a lot of you. And I'm sorry to say this, but I'm asking a lot from you. It's just simply not enough to just love someone when they are well. The true test of love is when things are collapsing all around them and are collapsing all around you. There will be a dreaded day, and I can think of nothing else but for them to recover, or for at least for to minimize the pain. But for that, you have to be patient. Especially when someone with mental illness lashes out at you. And we have all been there. Those very words they say can be really painful. Very hurtful. And I'm going to have to remind this to you because I want to get the message close. Like when they could say, you know, what have you done for me? And the query that you're even a carer, not knowing what a carer is. And they say that you're always siding with them, e.g. the mental health profession. And yet, I know it, and you know it. Without you being there, without you caring, then what would happen to the cared for? You are the silent rock, the silent shield, taking those emotional blows, taking the pain and soaking it up because you're patient. I don't really have to tell you this. I know you understand. You are there for them. But then it's not always about them, is it? It's also about you. I want you to be patient with yourself, especially when you make a mistake. And you as a carer will make mistakes, and it will be thrown at you, and it will be reminded to you. But I want you to reflect on your strengths more than your weaknesses. Being patient at times is a strength, and I know you already have this. I have seen many carers walk away from the ones they love, walk away from families due to arguments over who does what, and walk away from themselves only to be dragged down into mental torment because their life is falling apart. I don't want this to happen to you, and I know you don't want this either. Be patient until it's time to not be patient. But for now, please recognize its value. Look for coping techniques in the meantime. But being patient and coping is one of the keys of being a caring person. It's the key to being a good citizen, and it should be celebrated. Thank you for listening to this audio, and I will see you next time on a very deep and lengthy subject, which is dealing with the professional. Thank you again, and please spread the word on these audios. See you soon.